College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this January 29th, you might be seeing a lot of people wearing their red today. Lunar New Year is today, celebrated by billions of people across the world on the first new moon of their calendar. Joining us now is Caroline Kim. She is the Director of Development for the Crow Museum of Asian Art at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So this is the start of a long line of celebrations to come for many. Can you just explain the Lunar New Year for people who don't celebrate?
Yes, absolutely. It is a 15-day celebration that marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year calendar, celebrated, as you mentioned, by many, many different countries and cultures around the world. Truly anybody and everybody. And it kicks off about 2 weeks of all different types of celebrations, traditions, but mainly it's really about bringing family and friends together and starting the new year off right.
How do different cultures celebrate the time?
Yeah, so I think there's definitely a lot of commonalities, depending on no matter where you're from. It's obviously celebrating really good food. The color red is really significant. You see a lot of loud noises. You see lion and dragon dance performances that go on, wanting to eat a lot of noodles that represent longevity. But it's depending on, where you're from or even your own particular family tradition. You might have your own traditions of making sure you're wearing new clothes. Again, this bright red color. I know that some cultures really want to bring in fresh flowers and fresh plants that signify new life and new beginnings. So flower arranging and flower decorating and bringing those bouquets into your home and place of business are particularly important in some areas more than others. Honoring your elders and honoring your relatives and those who have passed, I think, are traditional for a lot of different cultures. But depending on the region or where you're at, you might eat a different kind of particular food or a different type of treat. You might see dragon boats and lanterns more in some areas than others. But again, it's really just about celebrating family and bringing in auspicious good wishes for the new year.
And it is a bit of a misconception that it's just the Chinese New Year. It's not. There's so many Asian countries that celebrate it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. In Vietnam, it's called Tet, for instance. And in Korea, it's called Seollal. And, no matter where you're from, you can celebrate in your own way. And it's those that tend to celebrate we all go by the traditional around the world, the January 1 starting the new year. But again, a lot of different cultures also can celebrate the Lunar New Year that changes every year depending on the lunar calendar.
What is the significance of the red? You mentioned it a couple of times.
Yes, so red is just it's meant to bring prosperity and wealth, and again, that's just been a very significant color throughout a lot of cultures and countries. And I think that it's at different times and in different regions too. It was a regal or a royal color as well, but it's generally, red dyes and red fabrics and textiles were traditionally either reserved or hard to make. So it really did signify that you had some means, you had a rarer chance to use that color in different materials and objects than others were. So I think now it just really signifies a lot of prosperity and signifies something to celebrate.
Where does the connection come when we talk about the Chinese zodiac signs and like the year of the snake? How does that connect with Lunar New Year?
Yes, so we're all familiar with the Chinese zodiac. There's 12 animals, and each animal has its own year. So we are in the year of the snake, which I think is the sixth year, with Chinese origins. It's from the story of the Great Race, which is the kids grow up learning this story about how the great emperor there was no way to tell time, and there was no way to signify passing years and events. So he organized a big race for all of the animals. And there's a story for how each of the animals crossed the race and how they got to this particular places that they were into. And one thing to note, that the year of the rat, that's the first year, that's the first animal in the calendar. And the rat was very smart and wise and sneaky a little bit, and made a deal with the ox to go on his back. And right at the end of the race, the rat jumped off and ran into first.
Scurries in.
So they each have their own personalities, and they each sort of have their own significance in what that year will represent, and what that particular, people who are born in that particular year represent as well. I'm the year of the snake, so I'm very excited about this year.
Me too.
Oh, great. We're going to have a good year.
Yeah.
What are the differences between modern celebrations and those of thousands of years ago?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I really think that before, there was more time taken off, I think that would be one, even in more recent history, that this would have been a time where we really took a lot of time off. We went and we celebrated with family and friends and our, neighborhoods for many, many days, with big feasts and with different games and activities to do. But now we focus on these 15 days, and we focus on what we can do directly in our community and in our families. Games, traditional games that are played, for instance, you were asking, what are some of the differences? In Korea, for instance, there is a game that's always played on New Year's called Yut or Yutmuri. And that's a game that's been played for centuries. And it's still very popular to play on New Year's for children to play, and with their elders as well. But I think that what you find is, again, just that common sharing of food and sharing of gifts with each other, red envelopes with money in it. That's something that's been centuries, years old as well. But now we, in more modern times, we sort of have to relegate it to one day, one big day, celebrating Lunar New Year for 15 days.
Well, one thing that the Crow Museum, they had multiple celebrations. Can you just share with our listeners who maybe never visited your museum yet what they can expect and how they can keep up with different types of fun events that you guys have all year long?
Absolutely. So the Crow Museum of Asian Art, we've been downtown in the Dallas Arts District for more than 25 years. And just last fall, in September of 2024, we opened a second location up on the UT Dallas campus up in Richardson. So now we have two locations. And here on campus, we just celebrated today with a wonderful lion dance performance that performed all up and down throughout the campus from Lee's White Leopard Kung Fu. And we'll be having drop-in art activities on the Richardson location for the next 2 weeks. Really a lot for the campus and for the students, but the entire community and neighborhood is invited. So we have some Lego sets that have a Lunar New Year theme that we've put out, so people can just take their time and get a little creative with their hands. We also have, again, some arts and crafts that'll be available for kids and visitors of all ages. And then, just this past weekend, we had our amazing partnership with North Park Center, where we had an all-day Lunar New Year festivity with the lion dance performances, symphony performances, and arts and crafts. So all throughout the community, you'll see organizations and schools and people just celebrating Lunar New Year for the next 2 weeks.
Anything else you think our listeners should know about the Lunar New Year?
I think that this is a really wonderful time to think about starting your new year off right. You have the year of the snake, which is about positive transformation. We're literally shedding our old selves and creating something new. So this year, in the year of the snake, it's really about positivity and wanting to shed any bad habits that you might have and be reborn. And so, of course, we always think it's a really great way. Visiting your local art museum is a really great way to learn something new and find something that might inspire you to transform yourself into this new year.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we love it. Thanks so much for joining us. That is Caroline Kim of the Crow Museum of Asian Art at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.